My griyus of the pundikis. Like it's mashma from the Mishnah, he's saying that they asked him, if a pundikis is believed, for sure a regular isha should be believed. What is worse about a pundikis? Chur Havimina was, she was a regular Jewish lady, so why is she any worse than a regular lady? So Maravkana pundikis oivedes kechovim hoisa. Here we're talking about that she was a goya. And a regular goy we don't believe. But the case was here, she was only telling us over like a story what happened. Therefore we believe her. And not only was she Masir Khnei Tumay, but also Ze Makoloi, Vizer Tamiloi, Vizer Kever Shekivartiv Boy. And right over here was the grave where I buried him. So that's why we believed her. But really, Rabbi Kiva first sheet there is that a regular Ish you do not believe. Only here because she brought out Simonim. V'chein toni abba brei derav minyumi barachia pundikis oivedes kechovim hoisa. Here the story was, this innkeeper was a goya. And the reason why we believed her, not because she was like an edechod, but because she's only telling us over like a story what happened. And also, Zema Kolish, he said, this is his staff. Vizer Tamilo, this is his wallet. Vizer Kever Shekavartiv Boy. And right here is the grave where I buried him. So, Lechura, that's why she's believed in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Kasha, how could you say we're talking about now this Goya? Was Masir Lefnei Tumai, she was just telling it over the story by herself. But we did not ask her any questions first, like the Eskabatur Seidus. For Aye Chavarenu Kamer Lo. The Mishnah says they went and asked her, where was our Chavar? So if you go and ask a Goy a question, when the Goy answers us, that's called Bateras Eidus, he's answering us. So if so, we shouldn't believe the Goy. And the Gemara know the case was, Kivon the Chastinhu Bechia. As soon as these Leviim were coming back, they saw the way the innkeeper, she was crying by herself. Before they said anything to her, she was crying. So in other words, they understood already that she by herself wants to tell us something. So therefore, Amrullah, we said to her, like, to make it easier for her to tell us, Aye Chavarenu, where was our friend that we left here? Or Amrullahem, she answered back, Mace, he died the Kvartev and I buried him. That's why we believed her. Because that's also called Mesil Kvetunai. Like she herself started off first crying as if she has to tell us something. So it's called she just told us over the story what happened. That's why here we believe her. And plus the added fact is that she also had the simanim of Makola in the Sefer Torah. But that was the Rabbi Kiva answered back. But from here you have no proof that a regular isha is neman. That's why Rabbi Kiva held at the beginning that a regular isha is not neman. But like we had before, after his chazari held, no, an isha is also believed. Tana Rabbanan, if you want to say like this, Maisa Biyada Mechlas, once a story with one person, Shebo Lehayed Alisha, he wants to say this to a man's wife, Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon, like he came in front of Rabbi Tarfon and said, I know the way the husband of this wife died. Omaloi Bini, so Rabbi Tarfon said to this aide, Heichat to Yudea, Biyadis Ishazu, how do you know that it was really her husband that died? Omri said like this, Ani v'hu ha'yinuhochem aderech. Me and him were going on the road. V'rodaf achreinu gayis. And a bunch of bandits were running after us. V'nitla b'yichur. Now this husband, this other man, grabbed a hold of a branch, shel zayis, from an olive tree. Ufoshchu, when he pulled it down. V'hechzer es ha'gayis. And vice versa, with this branch, he beat up, he fought these bandits, lachur, and threw them away. So Martilai said back to him, Ari, like I called him a lion, Yasha Kachacha, like thank you very much for saving me. So Amali said back to me, Minayanatu Yadeya Sharishami, how did you know that my name is really called an Ari, a lion? That he said, Kach Koronoisi Biri, this is the way they call me in my city, that my name they call me is Yoichnan Rebbe Yoinison, Ari de Mekvar Shichya, that I'm the lion from Kvar Shichya. So the kid said, that's how I know the name of this person that died, and therefore I'm coming back to tell his wife that he died. So Gemara says, and the story was that Liyamim Chola, another few days, this friend of mine, this person here died. Umeis, he got sick, Umeis, and he died. And that's what I'm coming now to tell over, that this is the person that died. And the Maisa was, V'sir Rabbi Tarfon Asishtoi. Rabbi Tarfon believed his Sayyid Echod, and was Mata let his wife remarry. Does the Rabbi Tarfon believe in Eidecha without checking them out, asking them questions? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Maisa biyod mechut, like the same maisa. It happened a story with a maisa with a person. Shebol of Nei Rabbi Tarfon, he came in front of Rabbi Tarfon, lohoyed Eides Isha, to tell over that a husband died. He wanted to tell a wife that I saw the way your husband died. Omalis, Omalis, Rabbi Tarfon said to him, Vini, my son, like, Heichat to your day, Eidezu, how do you know if a husband really died or not? Is Omar Lo, he said, Ani vu ayina hocha maderech. Me and him was going on the road. For Rodaf achreinu gayis, and a bunch of bandits were running after us. V'nitla b'yichur teina. Here the story says is, he jumped up and pulled down a branch from a fig tree. Hufashkan pulled it. V'hechzer es agayis lachurav, and he made the whole bandits run backwards. Is Amartilos, I said to him, Yashak achachari, thank you very much, like you strong lion. Is Amalie, so the person said to me, Yofa kivanta lishmi, you are mechavan, like you guessed my name very good, because Shakach Koronai Sibiri, this is the way they call me in my city. They call me Yoichanan ben Yoinesan Ari, the mechva shichya. That's my name, that's the way they call me. And the story was that Liyamim Chol, in a few days, this person got sick, Umesan he died, and here I am right now saying that I saw the way he died, so I'm telling his wife that he's dead, that the wife could remarry. So Amar Lo, Rav Tarfon said, Loikach Amartli, isn't it that you told me like this? Because he wanted to check him out, so he changed around what he said a little bit. And he said, didn't you say that the person's name was Yochanan ben Yonasan de Mechva Shich Yari? In other words, really he said his name was Yochanan ben Yonasan Ari de Mechva Shich. He said the word Ari first. And he changed it around and said, didn't you say Yechonim ben Yonison to Mechva Shichi and then the word Ari? Omalei, so he answered back, Loi, no, it's not what I said. Helekachim matlechot, this is the way I told you, that his name was Yechonim ben Yonison, Ari de Mechva Shichi. I said exactly this way. V'dik took all of Shnayim Eshlesh Yepomim, and the Abitafrin went back to check him over two or three times, V'chivin as the Borov, and after we checked him out two or three times, he said he's really telling the truth. Then first, v'si'i Rabbi Tarfon es ishtoi. Then Rabbi Tarfon first let the person's wife remarry. So you see, Rabbi Tarfon, you do have to check out the Eidim with the Drish of Akira. So how come the Maisa before was he didn't check it out? So Gemara says, Taka Tanoi, Taka Machlekes Tanoim. The Tani would learn like this. The Locher is, Ein Boidikin Eidei Noshim B'Drish of Akira. If an Eid comes and tells us that they saw the way a man died, in order to let the wife get married, we do not have to check out the Seidus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Boidikin, yes, you have to check out the Seidus. What does this machlokes tell you in? For the Rabbi Chanina, in Rabbi Chanina's din, the Yom Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says like this, Tavar Torah really midiraisa, the locher is, Echod dine momnis, anytime Eidus is coming to say about the money matters, the Yechod Din and the Foshis, whether you come to say about killing somebody, you're saying Eidus for Din and the Foshis. The Locherish B'drisha V'chakira. Really, Bezdin has to check out his Eidim with the Drisha V'chakira first. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echod Yilachem. There's one Mishpat, there's one Halacha for all Dinim. Whether it's Din Imamnis or Din and the Foshis, there's one Halacha. Really, you have to check out the Eidim first. So if so, Uma Tam Omru, how come the Rabbanin say that dinei momnis ain't tzricha drisha v'chkira? When Eidim come to say something about money matters, you do not have to check them out first. Why? The teretzism of the Rabbanin shaloi tinil delos b'fnei lovin. We don't want to close the doors in front of a leiva that wants to come and borrow money. In other words, a person will only be able to lend money if the lender, the malva, knows for sure will be able to get his money back. We have to make it easy for the Malva to collect his money. It's like this, if the Malva has Eidim, that he lent money, if you need Drisha V'chakira, maybe they'll pass the Eidim, so Malva won't want to lend the money, so a Loiva, the person that needs the money, won't be able to find people to lend him the money. So therefore, the Rabbanan made it easy for the lender to, once he brings Eidim, that somebody owes him money, we don't check out the Eidim when we collect the money. That's called Shleitinu Delis B'fnei Lovin. Now, that's given. So, v'maikya miflugi, what's our machlekes over here if Eidus Isha, if you need Drisha v'chkir or not? Ma'asavar, Rabbi Kiva holds, kivun dikiksu b'le mishkal, since when you say that a husband died, the isha now, true, she's allowed to remarry, but she also goes to collect the ksuba, it's kedinim amnes dami. Therefore, this edus is like money matters that you do not have to have drisha v'chakira. Umas sabir of Tafan holds though, kivon the kosherin and eshes ishli alma, since it's a question of letting this lady that was once married now get married to somebody else, which is a question whether she'll have a chiv misa not, if she's really married and she lives with another man. So therefore we say, kadina nefoshes dami, it's considered like dina nefoshes. So that's the machlekes of the edus of isha labayla. To let a lady get married is a daima to mumnis, that you do not need drisha v'chira, or the daima to nefoshes, that you do need drisha v'chira. And the Gemara ends off, Omer Rebbe Loz, Omer Rebbe Chanina, that Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom B'Yelam. Tamidei Chachamim, when they learn Torah, even though there's machlekes, they argue, but HaKoponim, they bring Shalom in the world. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'chol B'nayich L'mudi Hashem, V'rav Shalom B'noich. And all the Gemara's ends off that Altik with B'noich and L'B'noich. Tamidei Chachamim, these are the ones that are Marbim Shalom B'Yelam. This is a Hadron Alechu Yishabasru Aslikla Masech Divamis. A little bit of a hadron here is, we know at the beginning of the Masechta, the second Mishnah spoke about the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara says, even though Shenechleku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, still they let their wives, they let them into marriage, one with the other. The Lamdachot to teach us, that even though they had machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but Shenoigim Ava V'yachva V'reis B'nayim, that there was still Shalom B'nayim. So the Masechta starts off this inyan of Tamid Chachamim have Shalom between themselves, and the Masechta ends off here also, to know that Tamid Chachamim, they are Marbim Shalom B'Yolim. Tamid Chachamim that learn Torah, even though there's Machlokes in Torah, but the Machlokes is always L'Shem Shemayim, and whenever we have a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim, it only causes peace to come in the world. The same way we found by Pinchas. By Pinchas it says he was the one that was Mekana, Kines Hashem, he was the one that wanted to kill the person. He had kanois Hashem for Nesveg, and what was Pinchas' bracha? He was zeicha with Brisi Shalom. Even though Pinchas was a mekana and the Khuri went to kill somebody, but he did it l'shem Shemayim. If the machlokes is l'shem Shemayim to do the emes what Hashem wants, that only comes out to bring Shalom. That's what Tamid Chum are in the world, that people that look for the emes to know what Hashem really wants us to do. And that's the way we are Marvim Shalom B'Yolim. All right, we'll stop here.